As the sound of drums reverberate off of the high school gym walls, a group of 3rd, 4th, and 5th graders dance in a circle in honor of Elizabeth Perotovich. It is one of several performances that includes songs from the younger grades and high schoolers, and a preview of a play featuring students in middle school. Haynes School Principal Lily Boron shared why the day is so important to the students of Haynes.
I think Elizabeth Perotovich Day is a day that we honor someone from the Tlingit culture who is a hero in my mind, because she stood for social justice at a time that when it was not popular to do so, and she did so with grace and dignity. And I think Elizabeth Perotovich really exemplifies the qualities that we stand for as a school, and we want to honor her as a Tlingit, as a leader, as an Alaskan, and just as all that embodies what we want to see in our students as citizens of this community and of our state.
Working alongside Principal Boron in organizing the assembly is Haynes Indigenous Education Coordinator Natalie Benassi. Benassi agrees with Boron on the importance of Elizabeth Perotovich Day. She says the celebration takes months of preparation.
It takes so much to put it together. Like she said, there's so many moving parts. And the hardest part for me is getting everybody's so busy. We pack a lot into our day here at the school. These kids are never idle. If there's a 30-minute block after school, we will fill it with some thing. Let's keep these kids active and busy. And I love it. But I think I've been doing this for 7 years. And each year it has just grown and grown and grown and grown bigger, bigger. On their first day back from, you know, summer break, the teachers be like, what are you planning? I've got great songs this year, just so you know. So even the teachers are in on it. And just allotting time and space for the Native Sisterhood to come in, and Deb Kemp makes the vests. The kids cut the little patches out and they sew them on. And that's in the 3rd grade. And in the 4th grade, they add the buttons. And in the 5th grade, they make headband. So they looked really great.
Wonderful.
They were so good. I looked and I thought, oh, somebody from Tlingit Dancers is here. And then I thought, no, that's a 5th grader. Oh, man, they look fabulous. And we give a little speech about the regalia and what it means and how it's a piece of them, it's a reflection of them, so they take great pride in it. And
the keynote speaker for the Haynes Assembly is award-winning author Annie Buchiever, whose book, Fighter in Velvet Gloves, Alaska Civil Rights Hero Elizabeth Perotovich, has become a mainstay in Alaskan libraries. Buchiever also wrote the play that the students will be performing Thursday evening. Buchiever says she is gratified that Perotovich has grown in recognition in recent years, thanks in part to her writing and greater awareness of younger generations.
I think she really appeals to young people because she was, you know, the subject of a lot of discrimination and injustice, and she really stood her ground, but she did it with grace and dignity, and I think that's inspiring to young people. I think they can really relate to that, and it, you know, it's like Martin Luther King. It's kind of that idea. But since then, I think it's bigger than that. I think she's symbolic of the Native American experience nationwide, and I hope she becomes better known outside of Alaska, because she's definitely a hero. She should be in the rest of the nation, too.
The assembly ends with some jazzy songs by high schoolers Luke and J.C. Davis, Maddox Rogers, Willow Bryant, Avery Getchell, and Sophia Sutcliffe Diaz, led by choir teacher Matt Davis. For KHNS in Haynes, I'm Brandon Wilkes.
You'll come away with a different point of view, boy, love you. Talk the mass in the world.